We'll go to pasta. Parshas Vayeshev starts to address Yosef Hatzadik's life, right? Yosef is a unique character in Tanakh. We're coming off of the previous Parshas and Bereshis, which refer to the Avos, which talk about Avin, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? And obviously their role is very primary in Judaism and our national relationship with Hashem. But Yosef Hatzadik also has a very unique relationship. There's a Gemara in Bracha that talks about where do we get the tefillos from, right? Are they corresponding to the karbonos, to the avos, right? And the Gemara says tefillos avos tikkun, that the avos, the forefathers established tefillos. Avram established Shachris, Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Maariv. So I saw in one of the Achronim, Shachris Tzion Baracha brings down, what about Musa? What about Musa? So he says Musa comes from Yosef. Because if you use Atash, Atash means that
you change the letter, the order of the letter, right? Al is cut from the top, Al is cut from the shin, right? So then the yud is a mem in Musa, right? So the yud and the mem are able to be transposed. So Yosef equals Musa. So this is representative not only of, right, this is representative of an idea of what Yosef represents. And the name Yosef itself is also very meaningful in this manner. Right? Hashem blesses Rachel with Yosef, she says, Yosef Hashem ben Acher, right? That Hashem will add up to me another son. So the language of the name of Yosef means to add on. And Yosef Hatzadik is the one who's always adding on. He's always doing more, right? We get Musa from Yosef, right? So this is according to that one shot. Now what does it mean Yosef was always adding on? So Yosef is associated in like Kabbalistic and Hasidic literature is associated with what's called Midat HaYesod. Midat HaYesod means the Midah of like purity in a very like sexual purity in a way, right? We see in this week's Parsha, right, that he is tempted by Eshes Potiphar. Eshes Potiphar comes to him and says, you know, I want you. And Yosef struggles very hard to overcome the challenge and the temptation that she's presenting to him, and he overcomes that. And that's called Midas HaYisrael. That is Yosef's co-op of being able to overcome this temptation and overcome the challenges, and that's all based on Midas HaYisrael. And the truth is, this Midah, this element of Yosef, this Midah of Yosef is true amongst all of us, and it's a secret thing that we're all supposed to work on. In that we, as we say in Shema, right? We say, "The Hashem is the whole levavcha. Love Hashem with all of your heart." So Rashi already says, "What does it mean with all your heart?" It should say limcha, which means all your heart, but it says levavcha with all of your heart. So Rashi says that shnei yitzchakel, you need to hatov and you need to hara. So to use the yitzhara is to use the energy and the passion of the yitzhara and channel it into our avodas Hashem. And the Gemara in Sukkah that talks about this, a similar idea, which says that Eva Katan Yesh Ba'adam, a person has a limb, a certain limb, right, that basically the male limb, which the Gemara says that Masbio Rai, if you satisfy that limb, if a person tries to satisfy a sexual appetite, then Rai, Masbio, if you satisfy it, you'll be hungry, meaning you want more. Ma'ivo, if you starve it, if you make it, if it's hungry, then Saveh, then you are satisfied. Which is that when a person starts to chase like sexual taivas, so the more he gets into it, the more he has the taiva for it, and the less he gets into it, the more he refrains, so then the easier it is to hold back from such a thing. This is Yosef. Yosef Hatzadik was able to withstand the temptation of Eshes Potiphar, and he was able to, and although, you know, it hurt him at the beginning, but we know that it wound up bringing him to a higher point. We know that it brought him to jail, but from the jail he was able to wind up being a Mishnah Lamela, the second in charge of the king. And this is the meaning of Yosef also. You see in the beginning of this week's Parsha that he's sold by the brothers,
But he's sold down to Egypt by the brothers. Why? So eventually he'll be the one to save his brother, right? Everything about Yosef is about dipping down, the fall, but for the purpose of overcoming, for the purpose of raising, of getting higher. That's Yosef. Now, the name Yosef represents that, to add on, to go, to do more. And this is true in Chanukah also. In Chanukah, we learn the sugya that we pass on Beit Hillel, that we light the candles 1 to 8. We are Mosif V'Holed. Right, we go up and do more. Right, we continue to do more. So it's all about growth. It's all about Chanukah. The time. What?
The growth
of Judgment Day. That's it. Yeah, right. It's a similar idea. That's why we're going up. And this is the whole idea of being of overcoming the challenges and overcoming challenges. It's basically that's the whole theme of Chanukah. Right. Rabin Biyad Manasim, Gibor Biyad Chaloshim, right? That we are the few Maccabees overcame the Yevanim, and we overcame, and we overpowered, and that is the sort of Yosef, and that is the sort of Moses V'Holech. The when we talk about overcoming Yavan, it goes back very much similar to what we were saying before. Who is Yavan? Yavan, if you look back in Tanakh, is the son of Yetzer. Who's Yafet? He's the son of Noah, right? Shem, Chan, and Yafet. So after Noah came out of the table, right, in the episode where he was drunk and he's naked, right, and Chan attacked him, whatever, either raped him, whatever. So then Shem and Yafet go and they cover Noah, right? So then Noah gives them a bracha. What's the bracha that he gives them? Says Yafet, Oshim, Yafet. Hashem should give beauty. Yafet, right? His name Yafet means beauty. Yafet can be Yafet. V'yishka ba'al Shem, and he should dwell the Olim in the tent of Shem. Who is Shem? Shem is the forefather of, like, Shem Ve'eder, right? The forefather of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? He was the one who founded the yeshiva Shem Ve'eder that they all learned in. So Shem, it represents Torah. Ohal Shem, right? Like we say Olim Yaakov. Each time you say Olim. So all the shame means represents Torah. The Yaakov King Yefet, Noah is getting involved that there should be beauty in the tent of Torah, which means that Torah is beautiful, but you know what? Sometimes it's not delivered so well, right? Like I just said before about he wishes his rebbe in high school, whatever. Like, okay, sometimes I'm not saying that I don't have that perfect delivery, and I do have concerns with you guys, but for a person to appreciate Torah, sometimes that needs to be delivered the right way. It needs to be right. If you have a good dish. That's not good enough. It can't just be a big spot of meat that they put on your plate. It has to be done nicely with that, right? It has to be delivered well. So there's an element of beauty which is proper, which we should use for the purpose of shame, which we should use for the purpose of Torah. However, using beauty in and of itself without any token, without any meaning to it, so then beauty in itself is nothing, right? Beauty is vain, nothing, right? Shekhar Chayim Hevel Yoki. Right? Hevel Yoki in itself is Hevel, it's nothing, it's empty, right? If you see a pretty girl, and you're like, wow, I want to spend the rest of my life with that girl, right? She is gorgeous. And then you get to know her, she's the biggest dish in the world. Soon enough, you're going to be like, oh my God, get me away from her, I can't stand her. And you know what? She's not even going to be pretty anymore. Eventually, you stop thinking she's pretty, because she'll put me on, it's so annoying. Then you're like, oh my God, get away from me, right? But if you realize that, well, the more you get to know a person, sometimes you might think a girl is not so attractive. But the more you get to know her and you see she has an unbelievable personality, then she starts to become more attractive to you.
I don't know about
that. You're not too shy.
Let's keep going.
So the point is like this, is that beauty does not have its own token. Beauty doesn't have its own meaning, but it should be applied to things which are meaningful. Okay? This is what, and what does Yavan represent? The Yavan that we fought against in Chanukah, Yavan is the son of Yafet. Yavan is the one who carried on the tradition of Yafet, but in a skewed way. What do Greeks do? Greeks, right, they built up all their archaeology, right, they're all about sports, they're all about physical fitness. All about the physical. It's all about the appearance. It's not about what's inside, it's about what's outside. How does things look? how do I look? Do I look good? That's what's most important, right? Not about who am I really, not about who am I inside. And that's what shame is. It's supposed to be Yaakov Kimli Yaakov, but only if it's Yishtamah HaShem, only if it's representing the beauty of Torah. When we look at the society of our world, so the society that we deal with is a very, very superficial society. It's a very yes-yes society, very much a yes-yes, a yavan society. Do I look good? Right? If you look at television, if you look at movies, if you look at the newspapers, right? All the news about the celebrities, right? What is this? So in their movies, on their TV shows, or in their concerts, they look good, their makeup is perfect, everything is amazing. But then what happens? Their personal lives are crumbling. In their personal lives, they are losers. They can't keep their marriages together. They can't raise their kids together. They're not good people. Hush. Right? They look good, but they're inside and nothing. A Jew is the opposite. A Jew, if you look right throughout history, whenever Jews were portrayed in cartoons, they were ugly, with big long ears, big noses, hooked noses, horns, whatever. They looked bad. But yet, what happened? But yet, there's an MS behind the Jew that every nation in the world recognizes that really we are the chosen people. They're not ready to admit it all the time. But a Jew, even in our personal life, forget nationalism, in our personal life also, right? We have to learn to be more in touch with what it means to be in touch with who we are inside, and not just about, well, how does it look on the outside? There is a place to say we have to look good on the outside. Right? A Ben Torah should dress well, a Ben Torah should have good mitzvos and act well and interact with the world in a refined manner. Right? We should not say please and thank you. There's a certain beauty and aesthetic which should be in our behavior and should be in our appearance. However, it has to be the Yishkan Ba'al HaShem. It should be there to magnify the token, the inner meaning of who we are.
Interesting.
On Chanukah, we have to be most of the holy. We have to add on. We have to overpower. We have to overcome.
Yeah.
It is the battle of Yosef versus Yavan, basically, which we face on Chanukah. And when we face the challenges in the world, the challenges of the looking good, we have to combat that with a deeper meaning and a deeper commitment to an inner meaning of what life means, of our mission in life, of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I said, it should be done with a proper balance, but it should be done in a way where Yaakov Kim Yafes, where the beauty is there, the Yishkov HaShem, that it should be representative of the beauty of the Torah. So my brother to you guys, the Shabbos as we start Hanukkah, is that we should be most of all this, we should be Makabel Shabbos with Shir Vizim, with unbelievable singing of Maris Tzur, of Hanera Salalu, of Al Anisim, recognizing the miracles, recognizing the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and then using that to build up ourselves in an internal way, in a strong way, which we most of all, every day of Hanukkah should get better and better and better, stronger and stronger. And then we should be zocha to really that our appearance should make a real Kiddush Hashem Shemayim in the world. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat and a Freilach and Hanukkah.
Who is Yavan again?
Yavan is the son of Yefet. He's the grandson of Noah. Yavan, who
raised during the attack.